Hello, Winternet. This is Human Spence calling, and it's just 2 weeks to go. 2 weekends until we have a full roster of songs for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world, and never has that part of the phrase been more appropriate. Welcome to the ESC Insight Weekly Podcast, keeping up to date with the news, the results, the gossip, and the contactless payment card systems which are going to be preferred for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. ESCinsight.com for all our coverage, as well as on twitter.com/ESCinsight and Facebook and all the usual social media networks. Yes, busy week. As you'll have spotted on our Twitter account, we've been bouncing around the national files with Ben Robertson up in Norway and joining myself in Latvia via Finland and the United Kingdom as well. What do we have? It's, you know, a whole bundle of people being announced, a whole bundle of winning shows, two or three heats of results to go through after that and then bring you up to speed for the weekend. Plus, a very mysterious piece of music from Latvia that's not Let It Go, even though that's probably the highlight of the season. A beaver with a very tiny crown on his head, and a magic wand with a little pirouette ribbon on it, and a girl in a fairy costume singing Let It Go from Frozen. You will not find a better encapsulation of the Eurovision spirit than the Riga Beaver. Anyway, we shall head on with the news. Tickets went on sale last Monday to top up the last seats available in the Globen Arena for the Song Contest. Just over 10,000 in total went on sale on Monday, and they are all gone. You're going to have to find somewhere else to get tickets, although we would do recommend that you just keep an eye for official websites and returns on the tickets rather than turn to the secondary market. It's not always going to be safe and secure. Visa Europe have been announced as a sponsor for the event as well, and get the phrasing, the preferred payment partner. I'm not quite sure what that will involve, but I suspect that they will be bigging up the idea of contactless payments. Just really, I mean, something Sweden's big on anyway. I'd expect them to do a lot of talk of that to get the word around Europe as well. But really, this week is all about the results. They're coming in thick and fast. So let's call up the scorecard and head over to the racetrack to find out who is in what positions and how everything is going on in the last 7 days. Three internal announcements to confirm. First of all, France has confirmed that the singer Amir will be singing Je Cherche. So we have at least two French songs going on, although he has a bit more English in it than the Austrian song. So that's going to upset the French, probably. So, you know, some things never change at the Song Contest. Armenia has announced Iveta Mukhyanshchong at It Is Love Wave, with no space in the middle, but a high caps on the W. Song presented, video clip available. It's a very complicated song. There's lots going on. There's a spoken word introduction. Arty is probably the best word I can describe on that one. Australia have announced their act. They will be sending the X Factor winner Dami M, announced at the Sydney Opera House by Conchita, and last year's Guy Sebastian. Song will be presented on March the 11th. Just a word of warning. The Dami Army, remember to put the I in, are almost as rabid as the Jedward fans. So if anything pops up, any polls or anything, and Australia suddenly starts swimming, blame the Dami Army, okay? They will unbalance stuff. They're only in Australia. They can't vote for Dami. That's where it's going to get interesting. Huge amount of support on the internet, all in one country that can't cast a vote for Australia. It's going to be an interesting semi-final because, of course, Australia have to qualify this year. Right, let's head through to those who have got their ticket through competitive means. Not to say that there wasn't any internal competition with those three, you never know, and there would have been a lot of discussion. But, you know, honest to goodness votes being cast, that's what we're looking at here. We shall start in the United Kingdom, returning to a full decision on song and act for the first time since 2008. 8, airing out on a arguably minority channel, BBC 4, in a space that normally gets 130,000 viewers, 675,000 viewers tuned in to You Decide. BBC just making sure you remember you're deciding, it's your choice, and it was your choice to send Joe and Jake. We don't know any of the other results. As normally, the BBC televoting results are kept for the purposes of art or editorial or programme construction, and therefore not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. So, Joe and Jake won. Can't tell you any more, apart from this. 6 ran. Moldova national final saw Lydia Isaac win with Falling Stars. She took third place in the jury. Televote gave her more than enough votes to overhaul everybody else. 16 ran. Hungary's national final saw 8 in the running. The jury would pick out 3 of those to go forward to the super final, and then the public would get 100% televote to decide the winner, which was Freddie with his song Pioneer. And as we said, 8 ran. Finland's national final saw 10 juries of various occupations, including a kids' jury and asphalt layers, all getting their say. 10 of those, 5% each, and then the public vote onto that, using a presentation method that's very much similar to how it will be presented in May with a new voting system, going around all the juries first, then lumping all the public votes in together and going up from the bottom to the top. That way we know that Sara Aalto topped the public vote, and Emmy Kilsari, and then Sanja took third there, but her jury score was far more impressive. So Sanja will be heading to Stockholm with Sing It Away. 9 ran. Slovenia's national final saw Manuela and a cutting US political drama of Blue and Red. I'm assuming, I mean, everybody else is doing a topical song. Super final head-to-head with Riven, which saw Manuela take the ticket. 10 ran. Norway putting on a massive show for Melody Grand Prix. Ben Robertson has written that up on the website, ecinsight.com, yeah, and you'll find more details about the thinking behind that, the fact that there's huge amounts of staging, more than 6 people on stage, everybody getting pyro, etc., etc., etc. Super final of 4 out of the main group. To be honest, the fan favourite of Laika did not make it. And it's a very repetitive song, very touchy political subject, The Streets of Moscow with My Girlfriend. We will just burn the dog alive in orbit. That's Laika for you. The winner of that, with 2 songs in 3 minutes, by the sounds of it, the song was Icebreaker, the act's Agneta. Also worth pointing out, there was an extended version of A Monster Like Me. And I know a lot of people gave me notes and said, look, that bit where you thought it was really flat last year, there's another verse that goes in, there's another 40 seconds missing, and I don't know whether that's been was cut out last year or whether it's been put in now just to make it a longer version, but it really does work. Have a look at it on that on YouTube, the extended Monsters Like Me. And yes, I with two songs in one, Icebreaker. I'm assuming one was called, song was called Ice and one was called Breaker. Gone through on that one. We'll fly the flag for Norway. 10 ran. Latvia to finish off this section as well. Catalepsia won the SMS public vote from inside Latvia, but that was overturned with a tremendous amount of votes from the app, which is also available internationally. And Jutz will be taking the song Heartbeat, written by last year's Latvian singer Aminata, over to the Globen Arena. Just before we hit record on the podcast, word came through that they will be using the same choreography team as last year. That's an important one. Those of you who will remember my journey through Aminata's Love Injector song will realise that in the national final I thought, God, there's nothing there, it's so flat, really. But it lifted itself up in that period and really brought itself alive when we got to Vienna. I'm kind of expecting the same, because you just really didn't do it for me in the national final. Part of me is kind of hoping that we'd get some Doomgoth with Catalepsia, if only so that we'd have to explain Doomgoth as a genre to everybody else in Europe. Even myself and Roy Delaney going, ah, yeah, proper music. Kids don't know what they're missing. But no, it's not going to be that. So I expect this to go very high in the rankings and expect some wonderful staging and a remix to go through on that one. Right, what else do we have? Two semi-finals. Well, okay, arguably it's a heat in Melody Festival for the fourth one there. Direct through to Friends Arena's Molly Sandian and France. Andrew Shanson, which is this weekend coming up. Dolly Style and Panettoz. And going out is Clips and Martin Stermark and Linda Betzing. And Christy Bjork were basically saying Schlager's dead. We tried. We're going with mainstream pop now. Have fun. Seven ran in that one. Lithuania. Eight are still in the running, I believe. Donny Mantel is still on top. Quite a few people ran. A couple of people fell out. They all at least took part and nobody withdrew halfway through. There you go. Donny Mantel running there. Still eight. Still sit there at some 5-4 odds on favour, I think. Right. Okay. A couple of bits of more news before we're going to take a little musical break. As we are recording this, right now, Israel is having their national final. So I'll give you the results next week on that one. You will probably know them already. So there we go. Was it Ella? Was it Hovi? Was it Nofer? Or was it Gil? 100% public vote only through a mobile application on that one for Israel. San Marino have confirmed that their song will be presented on March the 9th in Paris. Harry Hill looked to the side. Nope, don't know either. Serbia will be announcing their artist and their song on March the 10th in a TV show entitled Serbia's Song for Europe. I like people who go for Song for Europe. It's nice and traditional. It makes it very easy. Sweden will be having Andrew Shanson this weekend. The duels have been announced. I love this. I love the duels of Andrew Shanson. It's just so gladiatorial. You put two songs together, you sing them, you vote, and one of them, that's it. It's gone. Straight off, culled off, no second chances, away. It is the second chance round, but I just love it. It's just more bloodthirsty than anything else. The duels are Panettoz versus Molly Peterson Hamar, Albin versus Matthias and Boris René, Isa versus Saraha, and Dolly Style versus Samir and Victor. That's the news. Everybody's basically running towards the finals. We've got all the selections done, and they are going to be taking place this weekend. But for now, a little musical break. And I did threaten you earlier with Frozen and Let It Go. Basically, go back and just watch that online. And there's a little cackle just at the start. That's me. Sorry about that. Everybody else in the audience was just stoned dead. I'm just like, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. If you're going to commit to a joke, commit 100%. And boy, does that beaver commit 100%. But we're not going for the go for that. I'm going to go back for one of the other songs that was in the Latvian selection right back at the start of the process. There was a big long list went up on SoundCloud of all the songs that were going in for Latvia. And yeah, Kalepsi was in there, Utz was in there. But there was a song in there, and it was just the song title. And it was just Riga Baby. Quiet and mysterious as that. I've got it on my playlist. And it just says artist TBC. Still don't know who the artist is. I think I recognise the voice. And if it is Latvia, you might have missed a moment of Eurovision gold. And if it's not, then we still have that mental image. Riga Baby. Honestly, no idea what animal this could be.
No, I didn't see a life. No, I didn't see I'm gone. No, I couldn't save a life. No, I couldn't see the end. I flash like a star about what really we are. Be happy, be never run away from me. When couldn't go in the dark, open eyes, understand. Silent, slow time company who find a way me. Each other here. Can you tell all of them this is who I am? I'm always be the same. What they wanna tell when I was. Can you tell all of them this is who I am? I'm always be the same. What they wanna tell when I was. Say I'm right, yes I'm good and say I'm wrong. What you gonna when you young old? Always something repeat me and you. Then and gone all star. Less star, we get stuck, but not the only one who look in sky, who always be blue. Words go up and mind in you. I just mean everything are loose. Mom and dad, I'm always be children for you. Simple words knocking to you. Picture where I'm never missing you. Can you tell all of them? This is who I am. I'm always be the same. What they wanna tell when I was, when I was. Can you tell all of them? This is who I am. I'm always be the same. What they wanna tell when I was, when I was. And yes, I'm couldn't remember star. I wanna be longer young, I don't care. If life couldn't explain and what we are, why I'm waste only life in air. Hope closest who no way here. Hope always that last like day without me. Looking so nothing, just a space. Mind I'm give up, it's best thing ever. Everything wonderful right now. My wish to know I'm body or mind. I'm looking sky in my hand.
All of them, this is who I am. I'm always be the same. What they wanna tell what I was, when I was. Can you tell all of them? This is who I am. I'm always be the same. What they wanna tell what I was, when I was. Can you tell all of them? This is who I am. I'm always be the same. What they wanna tell what I was, when I was. Can you tell all of them? This is who I am. I'm always be the same. What I wanna tell when I was, when I was.
The mysterious song simply known as Riga Baby. There we go. I have my suspicions, and if Linda Woodruff can make it all the way to Eurovision, then I see no reason why she can't adopt and put on screen her very own beaver as well. There we go. Can we make that happen? Eddie, if you're listening to this, I know you're listening to this, Mr. Absolette. I know you are. Make it happen. We want to see some beaver on top of Linda Woodruff at Eurovision. Checks in the post. Right, what do we got coming up this week? Well, running into Friday, we've got a bundle of announcements. Montenegro and the Netherlands should be popping up there and confirming the songs that are coming through for those two acts. We also have the Romanian semi-final as well. Saturday, we have two result shows, Estonia's national final of SD Lau and Poland's One Sort National is fine as well. We're also expecting a full presentation on Russia's song from Sergei Lazarev, and a lot of people are expecting that one to do big things and go into pole position and be the favourite song. If it is, then we're going to have big bad for those who are us who are doing script writing. See previous comment. And if it's not quite there, we're going to have a really open contest. Nobody really pushing ahead at the moment. So Russia determining what the story is going to be. Who would have thought that? Anders Hansson, as mentioned, will be coming up from Sweden. Lithuania carries on with their Rubik's Cube of whatever they're doing to select their song. That's Saturday for you, slightly calmer than last week. Sunday is just the one show, Romania's national final as well. And then announcements throughout the rest of the week. Macedonia will be presenting Calliope's song on Monday. Wednesday, we'll see Croatia's announcement and San Marino's song debut. And we will also have Serbia's song for Europe on Thursday. As always, you can keep up to date on the weekend's news. Our newsletter goes out every Monday, so pop on over to ESC Insight and subscribe to that, as well as the news and roundup of links around the web. You'll get Ben Robertson's reflection on the week's action as well. Podcast is here every Friday. Jukebox Jury is warming up. We've done some recording already, just trying to work out where the start date is going to be, and we need a couple more in the can before we can kick it all off. We will have a number of articles on national finals with all the cheering that we did last week, taking in that on ESC Insight, and we will start our series of interviews with the heads of delegations, which will probably go up on Sunday. That's your Eurovision for the last 7 days. There will be another 7 days to pass. We will have another podcast, and then it'll be one weekend to go, and all the songs will be locked in by what we're looking at, 11th, 12th, 13th. If you say March the 13th, that'll be it. We'll know the 43. Then it gets really, really interesting. Because we'll kind of count and we'll see if there's more than two guitars. And if not, they can borrow some of ours. Hovi Star will sing for Israel. Hovi Star will sing for Israel.